Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Britney Spears is fighting for her freedom. Jillian Anderson just got hers, kinda. And Lonnie Love is here to help us dig all into it. Okay, you guys, we have our champagne because it's Lonnie's 35th birthday.
35th!
And I'm wearing my pearls to remind me not to get drunk on set.
I am a half a century and I'm still having sex, so yes. Happy birthday.
Cheers, happy birthday.
Oh my cheers God. On their pearls. Oh.
Yeah, are you getting that birthday sex tonight?
Yes,
maybe.
You are.
Maybe. But I got to get up for work tomorrow, so.
So probably not.
It's a struggle, huh? It is a struggle. I'm like,
why
wow.
Why do you think I'm wearing the glasses? It's a struggle, okay? But thank you guys so much.
We're oh my so God, happy anytime. You're here, especially
thank
today.
You. Yes.
And to say, I just want everyone to know, I wish you happy birthday early.
You did.
I was like, oh my God, I thought it was last week, but just extra credit for me.
I was so touched by that, Morgan, so thank you so much.
I just need to do Nightly Pop as long as possible.
100%. Well, while Morgan gets her validation, I'm going to switch my champagne to Cosmos because the ladies of Sex and the City are back in action. Yes, the ladies have hit the set. Take a look at these photos of them filming. Are you getting the feels? Are you getting the feels for what's about to happen?
There's good and bad to this, all right? I'm happy Justin wasn't on the call because he called me out. But I feel like I owe you to be honest and truthful.
Okay.
Obviously, massive Sex and the City fan, watched every movie, watched every season, obsessed with all of the women. Sarah Jessica Parker actually had a quote in a magazine a few years ago. I think it was around the time Sex and the City was ending. And she said, you never want to leave. Somebody said, why do you want to leave this show? It is at the height of its career. Like, you've done so much. It's been groundbreaking. And she said, you never want to be the last to leave the party. We've said this so many times.
Yes.
You don't want to be the last to leave the club. When the lights are on, when you do that, you're like, girl, it's desperate. He doesn't want to go home with you.
Right.
We've all been there.
Yes.
I felt like that was something that really stuck out to me. And I was so like, it was such a good sort of mantra for me moving forward, even with my own career. Like, just make sure you don't ever wear out your welcome. Move on to the next thing.
Right.
And this was prior to the movies, which I thought the movies made sense. The second one, not so much. That was terrible, even though we all loved it. Mm-hmm. Bad movie.
Right.
And to see this now come back in a completely different iteration with 3 out of 4 of the originals, I'm just not fully convinced. The pictures of them on the street. I said to Lonnie, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna have an open mind. But to me, and everyone shaking their head in the back, you need Samantha. You need Samantha. But, it's about 4 women.
And I was thinking about what you said this morning, but I thought about it.
Okay.
I said, I think that Sarah Jessica Parker is doing this to get back.
I agree.
And show that, yeah, I can make this work without
right,
Kim Cattrall.
Which is a big risk. It was kind of like when they did Big Little Lies season 2 and you're like, we didn't need it.
Yeah.
We didn't need it.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I think. I really believe that
I
she's
agree.
Trying to, you know, because
stick
at first they
her.
Weren't going to do it at all because they couldn't get her to sign on, reportedly.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden it's like something is going on.
They hate each other. I mean, for real hate each other.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
What if they're all playing us, and Kim Cattrall shows up at the end of the first episode and says, I'm
have
back.
You been looking at the reports? Justin, that's not happening.
That would be amazing.
Could.
I appreciate your mindset. I would combust
right
into a puddle.
I would go. I would melt like Alex Mack. It would be like I was on Nickelodeon. It would be a whole thing. I do agree with you when we do talk about leaving the party before it's over. But sometimes if the party's paying you seven figures, honey, you got to show back up.
That was the other thing.
But don't you feel like they have enough seven figures? Like, don't they have a lot of money?
You could never have enough.
Yes. And by the way, she owns a shoe brand. Carrie's whole thing was shoes. You get back into this film, guess what everyone's talking about? Mm-hmm. The SJP shoes that you probably wore in the film because you made that part of your contract. The other smart thing that HBO and Darren Star did, mm-hmm. I love a stunt queen, hey, ooh. Darren Star, is that they changed the name of it. They changed it to And Just Like That.
Right.
So people wouldn't expect Sex and the City reboot. They would expect something a little bit different.
Well, they had to because obviously they don't have the full cast. But I think there's going to be such a genuine curiosity because the show is so beloved. Do you have thoughts on how they're going to even, do you think they're going to address Samantha not being a part of it? Do you think there's going to be a death?
They will have to, or it's going to be like, what is going on? You have to address. You know what? I've been part of shows that didn't address things. You have to address
right.
it. Because, no, you owe it to the viewers. I'm being serious.
Agreed.
You owe it to the viewers. The viewers need to know. Even if you just write it in as a cute little story, or maybe she's away. Maybe she's in Egypt. She's gonna come back.
By the way, Egypt sounds so on brand.
It's a good one, Lonnie.
Egypt.
They can always add me on.
By the way, I think they did already, right? Don't we have a photo?
Why do you think I'm here with the pearls?
Yes!
Get this money. Another bag?
Lonnie in the city.
Lonnie in the city.
Lonnie, I just realized how many jobs Lonnie has. Unbelievable.
Oh, she's a Jamaican.
She is doing...
Lonnie is a Jamaican. Lonnie, I love how you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I worked in TV. They have to write something in. They have to tell the audience where there is. Have you never watched Young and the Restless before? Girl, they will switch up a whole character on you and not even tell you and just call her Phyllis.
By the way, Justin's the only person that watches The Young and the Restless every day. Every day.
All my children.
Really?
All my
children. No. Both, what was yours? What was yours?
General Hospital.
You were General Hospital.
Luke and Laura.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And how many times did they do that on General Hospital? Where they wouldn't say anything, somebody would just appear, and it would be a whole new person.
Well, like this
show. Daytime soap, you know. This
y'all add a person on and take a person off.
This is not by our choice.
By the way,
we would love a stable person
honestly,
here.
Honestly, all we need is some stability. This is half my therapy. Are you kidding? I'm like, I have to get used to a new person tomorrow. And then they're going to leave.
By the way, just so you know, when I heard the news of Jerry getting on the talk, I'm like, damn, the talk then found her place in before us.
By the way, what do you think about Jerry O'Connell on the talk? Just quickly, and then we have to move on.
I like Jerry as a replacement. I think they need to, if they're going to add a man, add another man too.
Would you like a man on the reel?
I would, no.
See?
You don't want a guy at the party?
No.
No.
Because let me tell you something. Okay, and this is being honest. Even if it's all women of color, that was the purpose of the reel. If you add another culture, white, that changes the conversation. If you add another gender, that totally changes the conversation.
It's
like what we're saying about Sex and the City. You take away one person and you don't add in or justify that, it's gonna change the whole show.
Yeah, but y'all be talking a lot of shit about men on the reel because I watch every day. And you'll be like, yeah, girl, he crazy. And sometimes I wanna be like, or maybe you're crazy, both of you.
But I'm with you.
But that was the purpose of women, to have their time. Men always have the time. Go watch You or go watch ESPN. Let us have our women. Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
But I will say.
Watch how he takes over that show.
No. And Lonnie.
You might be right.
Lonnie, I said yesterday, just for more extra credit, I said yesterday I wasn't a fan. I didn't think it was the right choice, but I do need to get in touch with his agent because that man is so booked and I don't know what the F he does.
By the way, he and Lonnie have the same agent.
Do you?
Yes.
What?
Did that tell you? Does she sound like this?
Because you're busy as hell.
And as a matter of fact, Jerry and I will be on Pictionary today.
No! Oh, my God.
What are we doing? I don't understand.
We're in Gilead. Like, wait. Does your agent sound like this? Lonnie, I got something new for you. You're going to go to CBS today. I'm going to drop off a script for you. Does your agent sound like that?
But you know what? My agent gave me you all. And that's one gift I will love. So happy birthday to me. Again, it's my birthday!
Happy birthday to Lonnie.
You have someone riding for you.
And you know what? Cheers to Lonnie's agent. Shout out to JP, Chase, and Morgan. Yeah. Now, Gillian Anderson isn't just freeing the nipple. Whole girl's freeing the whole breast.
Ooh, okay.
Listen to what she said on her IG Live. Ooh, she has IG Live?
Do you know?
I don't wear a bra anymore. I can't wear a bra. I can't, no, I can't. There's no, I'm sorry, but I don't care if I reach my belly button. My breasts reach my belly button. I'm not wearing a bra anymore.
Yes. Thank you for saying it. After the pandemic, I've been going braless. I don't care. They scrape the floor. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm all about free the nipple, free the boob, but for me, they sag to the point where it's like, it's uncomfortable if they're hitting things. Like, I don't feel comfortable. Like, I sleep with no bra because I can't sleep with anything, but I can't not wear one.
I get that.
It's uncomfortable
for me to
walk around.
I only wear one because I'm on TV. And sometimes I take that off.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. When you get a certain age, see, you're not the age yet. Mm-hmm. When you get a certain age, you don't give a care. You're like, whatever, we're going to do it. Let it go.
We've all seen them.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I have never worn a bra in my life. I've tried a few on.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I've tried a few on here and there. My sister had left them out, you know? But my mother would get home, and if I had a friend over, I would have to go to the door and knock on the window because my mother was like the queen of the minute that first foot came in the door.
Yes.
The bra, no matter what she had on, she could wear it. We went a turtleneck and handcuffs. No, somehow she was getting that bra out from this side. I don't know what it was.
Why can't we normalize that? Why is it that women, okay, Morgan, is it just about looks?
No, for me, it's a physical discomfort to walk around without a bra.
Okay.
Because they're natural, they're larger, and I feel like they are natural when I get those comments. Why would you show your boobs looking fake? I'm like, bitch, they're not fake. And I said, actually, they're real. She deleted her comment. You know how all those trolls love to delete their comment? Mm-hmm. I should have just screenshot and put her on blast. This happened a week ago. Anyway, I still have the screenshot. Maybe I'll do it later when I have no life. So, I forgot the question. The question is that I don't feel comfortable not wearing one because there's a.
Yeah, for you, but I think in general, we should normalize women being able to, I think it's like about the look. It's supposed to stay up and they're supposed to be perky and all of this other kind of stuff.
Right.
But it hurts. And for some women, you know, like, it takes, this is a crane.
It's an over the shoulder boulder holder.
It's like, why? Why? You know what I mean? So it's like, come on.
I get that.
So I get it. You know, at a certain point, you're like, forget it.
And she
I think women are doing it for other women, though. Like, I don't think men would care if y'all walked around braless. Would y'all care if Lonnie was up here braless?
No.
y'all
really?
Shady.
Look at these old shady on my birthday.
When you call out for questions answered, they get real quiet.
They get real quiet. Except Jose, he was like, woohoo! Yeah, Lonnie!
Oh my God.
Well, Jose has seen it. He's seen it.
Jose has definitely seen it.
So.
Still ahead, are Kanye and Irina already cooling off?
Uh-oh.
Plus, should we get ready for a Dawson's Creek reboot?
Oh, Lord.
Joshua Jackson is telling us all about it. Stick around. The pros are coming off, and the champagne's gonna be flowing for Lonnie's birthday!
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
You guys remember when Kanye West and Irina Shayk were spotted together holding hands
in
France?
Mm.
And they were so happy and they looked like a hot couple. And we were like, yes, we stand it. Well, apparently they don't because things are already cooling off.
Ooh.
According to Page Six, Irina just likes Kanye as a friend and doesn't want a relationship with him.
Mm. I see that.
By the way, the fact that she put that out there lets me know one thing.
What?
She met Omari. She met Kanye Omari. She just didn't have the Kanye that everybody knows. She met that middle name. You already know. Because it takes a dude 90 days to show his ass.
I don't think they were, I never thought they were as hot and heavy as everybody thought. I don't think as much went down on that trip. I think he is all about that fashion life, wants a hot supermodel near him to talk about clothes and stuff like that and be creative. I don't think they were, to use your words, bumping uglies that trip. Like, I don't get that vibe from them.
I mean, look at that picture. Look how far away she
I
was from
think
him.
She
was running from him.
Yeah.
He was trying to style her. Yeah. He was trying to put her in one of Kim's dresses.
Yeah, he looked like he talking. He looked like James, my boyfriend. he keeps talking. Yeah. Just talking, and you just go, and keep walking. So, yeah.
I never bought them. I definitely feel like this is not her. I think Kanye, like, he's going to go through this with a bunch of women for a long time. He's going to be seen with different people, young models. It's going to be all models.
Yeah.
And it's Rebound. I mean, Rebound's never, you know.
He doesn't want to be serious. He wants to be Kanye in Wisconsin or Montana. Where the fuck?
Montana.
And she ain't like those easies. She ain't like the season's easies,
no,
probably.
No, by the way, they're some of them are rough.
I'm going to go ahead and take these pearls off so I can get real for a minute.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Pearls are hard to take off.
Let me take a sip.
Yeah, honey, I'm a lady, okay? Carrie, hold my pearls.
Wow, good catch.
Hold my pearls.
You know Kim K is like, damn. He was happy, he was preoccupied, he wasn't gonna be in my shit. I was rebranding this thing, going back to Kim K. I was about to get my life together, start dating somebody. Now she probably has to put it on the back burner because now that Irina and Kanye are over, you know he about to muddle in all her drama.
First of all, reportedly, people are upset with the way Kim is now dressing. So I think that Kanye needs to go back and help her with that because people have been online, they've been saying they don't like her style anymore, and they think that since they've been broken up, that has affected her.
Lonnie, that's the first thing you do when you go through a breakup. If you are mad at your man and he loves the way your hair is blonde, you're going jet black tomorrow just to piss him off.
But I don't think she's trying to piss him off. I think she's like, feels like she's learned enough and she's feeling confident to style herself.
Yeah.
That's what I think she thinks.
But her fans
are not happy.
They're not happy.
Look, she definitely has gone her Italian trip. Mm-hmm. She definitely went a little bit more off the beaten path, and it really takes it takes a specific. I will say this. No, and I love me some Kim Kardashian. It takes a very specific fashion mind to understand some of the choices.
Mm-hmm.
I understand them.
You do?
I understand why she, like, I get the vintage Prada. I get it. I just think people are used to her in, like, a creamy, neutral, easy to like look.
Uh-huh.
And so this is, people are like, no, where are you going? Why are you going left here?
Mm-hmm. By the way, she's been saving those looks for years. Kanye just wouldn't let her wear them. Jason Sudeikis is finally speaking out about his breakup with Olivia Wilde.
Aww.
The parents of two split last November, and Jason tells GQ August issue, all right, y'all ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. I have a better understanding of why in a year, and I'll have a better understanding, sorry, I'll have a better understanding of why in a year, and it'll go from being, you know, a book of my life to becoming a chapter to a paragraph to a line to a word to a doodle.
Aye.
Some people are saying that he's throwing a little shade, revert to his ex as a doodle.
Oh my God, I can't with people. You think it's shady?
Lonnie.
I worked with Justin before. And Jason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She said the champagne,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Champagne. Sorry. I've worked with him. Very nice man, but also a very comedic man. And I think he was trying to be funny. And I don't take it as shade. I do believe that he's really hurt.
Yeah.
He's really shocked by this. I think he's embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
When you're embarrassed, you're going to say and do things that, you know, people go, oh, it's shady. Okay, if it is shady, let him be. She left him for Harry Styles.
Okay.
Who wouldn't be shady?
Ooh.
Here's the thing. I don't think, by the way, Harry Styles, I can't even handle. That's like the hottest photo of Harry Styles. I think, look, we need to get the hot photo. I think he genuinely seems like a nice guy. I've never worked with him because, again, I don't have your agent, but I will. So, hey, Jason. Anyway, I think he genuinely, what I read is, I am not through this breakup yet.
Yes.
I am still incredibly hurt.
Yes.
I'm not 100% certain as to how we got here. It was extremely open, extremely vulnerable. Eventually, I'll know more in a year, and then eventually it will fade out, and I will go through the phases of growing out of a relationship and moving on to it just being like, oh, I see why. It's a doodle. You know, it was this, and that's why it didn't work out, and I'm over it. I think he was explaining the different phases people go through when they're exiting a long-term relationship and partnership. Do you see how well-adjusted I am as a
you
human?
Don't, yeah. You,
2 hours of therapy every week.
I can't believe that's what you heard.
I did not hear shade. Did you really? I felt like it was genuinely him just being, I don't know how we got here, and eventually I will understand more to the point where it will not affect me emotionally anymore.
I didn't hear shade, but what I heard was, damn, Brad Pitt came on GQ and told him that he was, like, having a substance issue, so I gotta give them something. I mean, like, they're giving me 7 pages and they put me in Todd Snyder and I had this Prada jacket on. And I'm like, are you ready? He's like, yeah, a doodle. She's gonna be a doodle. I think that he was trying to milk something out of it, because let me just say this. I'm so happy I got the pearls off. You're not with somebody for 7+ years in an engagement and not getting married. There's a reason. There is a reason. You knew that expiration date was coming. It was not a left field thing.
Yes.
There was a reason why you had 2 kids and you saw yourself as a partner in those children, but not a partner in life.
It's so interesting how that happens, because I do agree, and not that everybody, again, obviously we live in a time where tradition is not necessary, right?
Yes.
Like people, you know, go to the beat of their own drum. You and I are a little bit more traditional ladies in a sense, for whatever reason. And I think, I do believe if you're with a partner, a marriage, and you want children,
yes,
but you are in that marriage and it takes, and it's different if you're going through IVF or you're having issues. If you want children, you're 2 well-bodied people, and it does not happen with that person, there is a reason for it. Or if you don't get married, but you have 2 kids, there is a reason for it.
And that's the reason why he's throwing shade. I don't care.
Is it shade?
Oh,
you know what? We are going to discuss with our analysts.
You don't want to be
after this.
Called a doodle.
You don't want to be called a doodle.
No, I could. I am a paragraph forever.
No. She's a manuscript. She is J.K. Rowling.
I could never be a doodle. You know how difficult I am?
And
she
is today,
because
it's my birthday!
Yes! It's Lonnie's birthday!
It's Lonnie's birthday tomorrow, too. She was lying.
All right, coming up, guys, we have some breaking news for you. A Housewives girls trip turns nasty. Shocking!
Oh.
Plus, can you guess which pop star is rocking this year look on the red carpet? We'll have that for you next.
That's a hot pop star.
That is a hot body.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before the break, we asked if you could guess which pop star bared it all on the red carpet in this sheer dress and black bodysuit. Let me put my glasses on, trying to see these tattoos.
I'm embarrassed. I cannot tell.
I cannot tell you who it is. I also think that people use pop star loosely.
Yeah.
So it better be somebody good.
If it wasn't...
Who is it?
If it wasn't tattoos, I would say...
Is that Brooke Hogan?
No, it's Kesha.
Oh, it's Kesha!
Brooke Hogan.
All right. Yeah.
Yay, Kesha.
Okay.
I love Kesha
looks
by
good.
The way. Kesha looks... You know what? It's the famous person glow up. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens when you're not on cable.
Yeah.
I'm still doing 2016 face.
I'm not.
Speaking of glow ups, Britney Spears is upset that she can't get her own glow up. She posted photos wearing a sexy maid's costume.
No,
the original, now deleted caption was clearly a dig at her conservatorship. She wrote, like I said, my maids may have been able to get their nails done during COVID, but at least my maid outfit was the hottest.
Wow.
The caption is now deleted, which lets me know that she was in the red when she wrote it. Because sometimes I write a caption in the red with a little bit of an undertow. What was y'all reaction? First of all, my reaction was...
Damn.
During COVID, sister, my claws were the first thing to go, okay?
Yeah.
Then my sheets, because those things became talons.
Oh, my God.
And that's just how COVID went. Who got their nails done during COVID?
It was honestly... No. And I mean, I never got my nails done during COVID.
Yeah.
My
toes look like Yabba Dabba Doo.
Yeah.
So...
With that budget of yours, I already know you ain't driving no Flintstone car, okay?
That, by the way, 12 jobs later. How many shoots you have today? Just one?
Just stop it!
No, she said she was having a party on a helicopter for 12 people.
I'm having a party.
A little party. Okay, cool. look, you know, clearly there's some stuff happening. Wasn't the best. Happy it's deleted.
Yeah, but this is my thing. Why delete it? I feel like...
Not leave that. People are trying to protect her. That was not a great... That was not great.
No, it wasn't great, but look, if you gotta throw a little shade, you gotta throw a little shade sometimes.
But not at your housekeepers.
Yeah.
That's not their, like, that they're showing up to work every day, making your life easier, trying to do a good job. You know, there are other people in place and are controlling whatever situation to prevent you from getting your nails. It's just the wrong jab.
The wrong way to do it.
It was the wrong jab.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe it was the wrong jab.
And she has no bad intent. I don't think Brittany has a bad intention at all. I think she's just going through it. And I also wish they would explain to us what she's going through, because there's just so much we still are like, what's happening here? It's hard to, it's genuinely hard to be on television and talk about Britney Spears, because on one hand you're like, okay, I see this. And on the other hand, you're like, I have no idea.
100%.
What's going on? So. Yeah.
Well, you guys, Britney is going back to court today. Mm. I'm sure she's going to drop some major bombshells and tell the world that she wants to be free from her conservatorship. We'll have more on that tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going to get Lonnie's toes checked during the commercial break. But up next, our new interviews with Christian Slater and the sexy Joshua Jackson.
Yes.
We're talking Joshua Jackson with Joshua Jackson.
Wow.
So don't go anywhere if you want to look at Joshua Jackson.
By the way, okay. That read, not easy. Welcome back, you guys. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. This year's first-time Emmy nominees are celebrating. Courteney Cox finally got hers for executive producing the Friends reunion. Kaley Cuoco has two for flight attendant, including lead actress, and Elizabeth Olsen's up for WandaVision. Co-star MJ Rodriguez is the first trans woman nominated in a lead role, while Cynthia Erivo has her first nom for Genius Aretha. And Jason Sudeikis got three noms for Ted Lasso. The show's 20 nominations are the most for a freshman comedy series ever. Amazing. Nicolas Cage is no longer playing Joe Exotic in Amazon's limited series. Despite two excellent scripts, he tells Variety the material became past tense because it took too long to come together. E! News has reached out to Amazon and Nick's team for further comment. And Olympian Simone Biles tells July's WSJ magazine she met her NFL boyfriend Jonathan Owens after sliding into his DMs pre-pandemic. They chatted, met in person, flirted more, then her sister butted in on a FaceTime call, inviting him to a planned trip to a lake house. He went and brought his dog. And that is your Hollywood Minute. Christian Slater and Joshua Jackson are telling us all about their terrifying new crime series, Dr. Death. Plus, we talked to Christian about that viral tweet Chris Evans posted about him. In case you missed it, Chris tweeted, "If Christian Slater from 1989 walked into the room and I had never heard his name before, I would guess Christian Slater." Here's his reaction.
I have a 19-year-old daughter who came and told me about it. You know, and when she saw that it was trending, she was, you know, the only time I think in our relationship that she's ever been impressed.
Also impressive, Christian's name for Chris.
Bodie McBoderson.
You gonna sit here chatting, or are we gonna do something?
If you come for me, you better be ready for what I'm gonna do to you.
I listened to the podcast. It is a terrifying story.
Christian stars with Alec Baldwin, Anna Sophia Robb, and Joshua Jackson in Dr. Death, Peacock's new series about the real-life psychopath surgeon who left several patients injured or dead. And don't worry, you guys, Joshua is not a method actor.
No, there are not 30 destroyed bodies in the wake of me playing this character. An awful, awful human being.
But there was a bright side to playing this sinister role, going home to wife Jodie Turner-Smith and their baby.
It is lovely to go home to a happy and supportive home at the end of a day. So it was probably more necessary than I even understood at the time to be able to step out of that and go, you know, hug my extremely cute little baby every night.
What's going on, Face?
Of course, we all remember Joshua from Dawson's Creek. So where would a reboot pick up with Joey and Pacey almost 20 years later?
She went to Paris, he followed her. They went and had like a beautiful European life for a little while, and then ultimately moved home a couple kids later. I'm all about marriage and love right now. So yeah, I want this story to be a good story.
And somebody needs to write a good story for Christian, because there's only one role he'd consider reprising.
There's a movie that I did a long time ago called Pump Up the Volume, where I played this character, Mark Hunter, and I thought that was a really good character.
Why not do something crazy?
There's been opportunities where we've talked about it, but nothing has ever really felt quite right. So we'll see.
Dr. Death
Dr. Depp. Oh, this champagne girl. Lonnie, it can't be your birthday no more because Dr. Depp starts streaming tomorrow on Peacock. And if you don't have Peacock, it's easy. Just sign up, scan that QR code on the screen. That thing is free 99.
Yes.
You want to get it.
And I want to go back to the Emmys because yesterday I wasn't here on the show. I just want to shout out my friends, Yvette Nicole Brown, Robin Thede, Cynthia Erivo, and MJ Rodriguez. This their first times. I'm so happy for you ladies. Congratulations.
Yes.
First time. Oh, we making waves.
The $1 million question.
Yeah.
You weren't here yesterday. Where were you working?
I was with the Vice President of the United States.
Still ahead, we are going to figure out how Lonnie Love is doing all of this in 24 hours. But did Courtney K become Courtney B?
Humble
the
brand.
Marriage Clue fans just uncovered. And does Lonnie have 29 hours in the day? We're going to talk about that, too. Is there a DL marriage boom in Hollywood right now? Because there are wedding rumors about Kourtney Kardashian and Kristen Stewart. Uppers. The buzz that Kourtney and Travis Barker secretly got hitched over the weekend. Let's break down all the clues. First, Kourtney posted a series of photos with the caption, "What happens in Vegas?" Then Kourtney's hairstylist, it's always a hairstylist, shared the same set of photos, but captioned it, "Now I understand why people tie the knot in Vegas," adding a chapel, a heart, and a party emoji.
Wow.
The final clue, Travis's daughter, Alabama, shared her dad's photo in her IG stories, writing, "So happy for you guys. So what do you think? Would they do it without Chris being there?"
Now that I've heard all of those facts, like when we talked about it earlier on the call, I'm like, oh, this thing, the conspiracy theory is all BS. I can't. But now I'm like, damn. But when we know, isn't that public record? Like, you can check that stuff so easily. You can verify it.
For sure, for sure.
So someone at Page Six is doing their due diligence and checking for some facts, right?
My thing is, when the baby did it, the baby giving congratulations, something's happening.
That's weird. I also, like, I see that for them, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I see that for them.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're the type, she's just like, I found my person. They are sucking tongues. When you're sucking tongues, you're not even PDAing and kissing. You're sucking tongues. It's another level.
They look good together. I think they're happy.
I think she's the happiest she's been.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
only thing wrong with the whole scenario.
What?
And I think this may be a joke because the Kardashians will keep a hair and makeup stylist until death. Like Mario's been there since the inception.
But you gotta earn that.
You gotta earn it, but you also gotta keep your mouth shut. You gotta keep 10 fingers, 10 toes down and keep your head down and keep it moving. I don't think the hairstylist would put that out there if it was real. Am I wrong?
Unless it was okay.
Unless she was like, let's do it as a joke. Let's do it as a joke.
It could be a joke.
I think
it's a baby, though. That's what's the daughter, Alabama?
Yeah, but the daughter reportedly doesn't like the mother. So I think the daughter would share it just to piss off Shannon Oakley because there are reports.
Which is the reason why I said I think that is true. I think that they really did. You get married. I got married in Vegas.
When?
Yeah, back in the 50s.
We're not.
It was the worst 3 months of my life. It's like, and it's so easy to get divorced because all you gotta do is annul it and just say you were drunk.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Things
That's
we wish we knew.
Things we wish we knew.
God.
Something else we wish we knew. Did Kristen Stewart and her girlfriend Dylan Meyer, I hate this champagne.
They were spotted
with matching rings on their fingers. Now, Kristen is a very private person. Do you think she would have tied the knot secretly?
Uh-huh.
I think lesbians like promise rings. Like,
I think, oh, okay.
They like that.
I think lesbians like promise rings, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to have to apologize tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you see me over here being quiet. I'm like, I didn't know that was happening.
You said it, not me. I followed. What do you think?
Don't I'm in the alphabet me. People. I can
yeah,
say it.
Yeah, but look how you just hung me out. Now I'm sitting in the middle alone. I think by the way, I love Kristen Stewart. So
I do.
I think
I
that she's... I think she's not married.
I think she's engaged. I think she's engaged. I think she's going to chill. I think she's going to be like a Coley and Gert with this woman. I think she's going to do it.
I just think she's happy.
Amen.
And that's all that matters. As long as she's happy, you know, let it happen. I do push for LGBTQ+ people to come out and when they do get married because it helps.
Yep.
I agree with
it
that.
Helps.
I totally agree with that.
You don't want to get married.
I
would like a long engagement. Like, I'm talking long. But I also know the wedding that I would love to have is going to be very expensive.
Yep.
Oh. And I can't ask anybody for five on it. So I'm just going to have to make that Lonnie money before I decide to walk down that aisle.
Lonnie money. I think Lonnie's the only person making Lonnie money. I don't even think there's more. There's not enough jobs in town with Lonnie working.
You know what? She is the female version of Wayne Brady.
Yes. We're going to rap. The new Housewives view.
No.
We're breaking down the
I want to talk about
next.
I want to talk about Lonnie's money. Let's talk about Lonnie's money,
we'll be right
okay?
Back.
My name is Elle Woods, and for my admissions essay, I'm going to tell all of you at Harvard why I'm going to make an amazing lawyer.
I loved the script. I thought it was such a fun, funny movie, but I also thought it had such a great message to it about being true to yourself. This movie had such a balance of, you know, comedic moments, but also vulnerability.
Elle, how did you know that Chutney was lying?
Because she's brilliant, of course.
The rules of hair care are simple and finite. Any Cosmo girl would have known.
It was really exciting, and I totally took on the challenge and threw myself 100% into it, and I was terrified people were gonna like it. But it's been great for me because this week people have been saying they really like it, so it's very exciting.
That was Reese Witherspoon in...
That was Reese Witherspoon who went to Harvard Law. What? It's like hard.
Oh, wait.
Legally Blonde hits theaters 20 years ago.
Damn!
Now y'all giving Lonnie my Reese?
Damn!
Are we changing the network to Lon E? I mean, this girl now runs the network.
Damn. Whatever gets her coming back, I'm fine with. Listen, give her half the reads. You don't want to read them anyway. It's a lot of words. It's a lot of words.
I just saw it there. I just started reading. I'm sorry,
wow.
Justin.
She was like, the camera calls to me, and I just got to take action.
I was like, well, might as well read it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know two things to be true. Lonnie got money, and a Housewives girl strip will always take a nasty turn. Their latest feud is going down on The Real Housewives of New York. Now, Bershawn calls the ladies the B-word. Bershawn. And it's all downhill from there. You need to stop with the champagne.
For Sean.
I gotta tell you, this group is a little bit boring. Like, I gotta just say it.
We're boring?
I just feel like you guys are being grandmas. You don't have to get loud, baby, because I can get louder than you. And
no,
I know
I have to be
speak.
Allowed to get you to
okay.
listen. Just,
Sonia.
Let's talk.
I understand.
Yes,
that. No,
you
I
want
don't.
All the commands
Sonia,
to
and every time you talk, twerk, twerk, twerk. You can't never be normal. You always want to be a clown.
By the way, it was only appetizers. They hadn't even eaten dinner yet. She just showed up and she went in.
Wow.
They needed a shakeup. I'm sorry.
They needed a shakeup, 100%. I do watch the series. I do feel like there's such a, it's a divided show for me at this point. There's such an age range that I'm like, what's happening? No, anyone else?
Well, when Teddy was on, Lisa Vanderpump was like in her 60s,
no,
but she,
totally,
Teddy
I feel
was
like,
38.
But I feel like there was a mix. And not that you all need to be the same age, and
right.
I'm not mad at some of the older ladies on the show, but it just feels like, are these people gonna really be hanging out in real life? So you get a little bit of that like inauthenticity where you're kind of like, would they be friends?
I know, Ebony
That's
would.
How I
Look
feel.
Look at Ebony. Ebony's just looking and sipping her drink and,
Ebony's like
you know,
so
no.
brilliant.
Be real, Lonnie, be real.
Mm-hmm.
What is Ebony doing?
Ebony's biding her time.
Ebony brought her cousin. We all have that one cousin,
yes.
Bershawn,
yes.
who is going to show up and show out,
yes.
so you don't have
so
to.
It ain't
no,
on her.
But Bershawn is
That's
Ramona's
right.
friend, not even connected.
It doesn't even matter. But Lonnie and I are cousins
right.
today,
yeah.
okay?
okay. Yeah.
So it's just, you walk in a room,
Did you know
yeah.
we're
you know.
Cousins, too? You and I are cousins. Too.
Yeah, we're cousins. Yes. All three of us are cousins. Mm-hmm. That's why we can get along. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We vibe.
Yeah.
Now put us in that wheel.
I just don't know. Are you liking the season?
It's, you know what?
You get what I'm saying?
It's difficult.
Before you answer.
Yes.
Remember, this is COVID. Nothing was open. You couldn't travel anywhere. You couldn't see any other people. You had to have a COVID test to get on camera. You had to quarantine. It's a hard thing for reality TV people right
totally.
Now.
Totally. And by the way, I watch it every week. And I still love, like, I love Sonia. Ramona is nuts. And I love it.
Luann right.
is, like, keeping it together. Leah's like, where am I every day? How am I dealing with these women? So it works. But then I'm also just like, it's the most disconnected franchise to me.
This is the problem with reality TV. If it's not produced correctly.
Yes.
You got people that are going overboard, that's trying to hang on,
yes.
trying to be a cast member, trying to stay a cast member, and this is what you get.
100%.
You get disconnect.
Yes,
it's
I agree.
Right, thank you. It feels disconnected and not fully, like, Beverly Hills Housewives, I genuinely get the sense that those women are all friends and we are watching them on a journey. Well,
sorry, my mama's calling me.
Oh!
Ma, it's my birthday. You see me? Love you, mama. Okay, I'll talk to you later. I'm at work. Okay.
Oh, my God. This
Sorry. I just didn't see. She just...
When mom calls, you have to answer no matter what. And I love that she's watching you on TV.
No.
They never stop.
I got her cable just for this.
Okay.
I can't believe you're paying for anything at this point in your life. Face Gym is here, you guys. I swear by it. So does Lizzo, Sophia. And we are going to keep you looking fresh. You won't believe what they did to my face. Red carpets are back and masks are off. Here to show us how to glow from home are Face Gym trainers Jocelyn and Heffy. Yay. So tell everybody at home why you call this a workout rather than a facial.
Yeah, so Face Gym, at Face Gym, we focus on really tackling the 40 plus muscles in the face. And we do that by using crazy massage moves, innovative technology tools, and our new performance skincare line. So it really is a unique facial fitness experience.
What I love about this, I did it with you actually, yes. This is so funny that you're here, is that you can get these products and you can do this at home and get the same results.
Exactly, yeah.
So can we walk through some of the things that you guys have brought today?
Yes, so typically we would start with cleansing the skin, so we're gonna assume that everyone has clean skin, and we're gonna start with our Hydra Brown Serum. So yes, that's the one. It's our hyaluronic niacinamide serum. Mm-hmm. You're just gonna get a couple drops in the hands, Jocelyn's gonna show everyone, and just rub it in your palms, pat it into the skin. Mm-hmm. You wanna massage your products while you're at home to really get in that quick 3 minutes, yes. Mm-hmm. And we'll just start with two moves. You're gonna get your index fingers, put it into these labial folds, firmly and flick. We're gonna tackle those lines, yeah. And then right after that, a couple times, we're going to the forehead to get those forehead lines, the forehead
Talus. Get in the forehead.
Yep.
That's
and you're
your
gonna go
problem
in C.
Area.
So go firm pressure. After three times, you should be done. The product should be fully absorbed.
It's in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's next? Okay, is there a way to warm your face up? Because I know this gets crazy.
Yes, so actually that's a great warm-up movement. Think of it like a workout. You're just really trying to prep the muscles. So that would be the warm-up. And then we can go into cardio. So this is our Youth Reformer Serum. Ooh. It's our vitamin C oil, which is amazing. So you're gonna get a couple drops in the hands, rub it into the hands, press it into the skin, and we'll go into cardio. So you can really customize where you wanna do this.
Okay.
You're gonna get two fingers.
Your nose.
Let's go.
You're like honking your face.
Flick it into the hand. So you're gonna firmly place your fingers onto the cheek. Uh-huh. Press firmly and flick out.
Look up. Now we're gonna speed up the pace and go a little bit faster.
Okay.
And you could do this all across your cheeks.
Okay.
And then you can even bring it to the eyes to get the crow's feet. So you should start feeling that blood circulation going.
What if I have a little bit of filler, like Morgan? Can I do this?
Bitch, no, he did not. It has been over a year. I was breastfeeding. Thank you. Thank you.
So with any filler Botox, we would like to wait 2 weeks Botox and four weeks filler.
Wow.
Okay.
That's funny.
This is amazing. And how long can someone see results from doing this? Like, should I do this every day and after a week, I'll see
it? Yes. Well, actually, just after a couple minutes, you will definitely see results. And then the more you do it, kind of like working out, the longer results will last.
Okay, I'm happy that you brought this because a lot of people get these in gift bags. A lot of people have these at their homes and they don't know how to use it.
Yes.
Can you quickly show me some exercises that I could do to maybe depuff my face after a long day of drinking for Lonnie's birthday again?
So we're gonna get a couple, just a pea size of our Supreme Restructure, which is our amazing EGF collagen moisturizer, and just put it onto the skin. Yeah, amazing. Mm-hmm. And then we'll start with the jaw area, so we'll get the multi-sculpt. Right, yeah. And then we'll get the long edge of it, so there's a couple sides to it. And first start on the neck, and we'll just go downward, start behind the ear,
down
the neck, yeah.
Nice.
So we're gonna start the depuffing process there, good.
Yes.
And then from there, three times is good enough on one side, get the grip to get the jawline. So we'll depuff, get that jawline popping.
You know, because a lot of people have these, they just don't know how to use these properly.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Where can people find not only the tools, but ways to use them?
Yeah, so we actually have QR codes on each product. So the products in front of us today are the products that people can buy. You scan it, and it's a video that actually shows you what we're doing right now.
Oh my God. Yeah. You guys, I love Face Gym.
You look
I've been
already.
There a few times.
You do.
I look so sculpted.
Yeah.
Go to Face thefacegym.com to get all these products. Thank you guys for being here. Tomorrow, we're breaking down all the drama from Britney's day in court. Plus, Jason Waller and Ashley are here. Have a good day, you guys.
Bye. Bye. Okay.